It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness-based practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're tackling an interesting and sometimes tricky topic: how to balance our goals with mindfulness. We all have goals, right? Whether it's climbing the career ladder, improving your health, or just finishing that never-ending to-do list, goals are a big part of life. They give us direction, they motivate us, and they can help us build confidence and focus. But here's the thing. Sometimes our focus on achieving goals can actually pull us away from the present moment and create more stress than satisfaction. Today, we're going to explore how we can pursue our goals while staying grounded in the here and now. Let's start by talking about the benefits of goals. Goals are like the stars we set our sights on. They guide us and help us to navigate through life. Setting goals can give us a sense of purpose, and achieving them can build our self-esteem. When we accomplish something we've set out to do, it feels good. It's a reminder that we're capable, and it pushes us to keep going. But as great as goals can be, they also come with some potential pitfalls. One of the biggest issues with goals is that they're inherently future-focused. When we're overly focused on where we want to be, it's easy to lose sight of where we are right now. We get so caught up in the future that the present moment becomes nothing more than a stepping stone to the next thing. And while we're constantly thinking about what's next, we can miss out on the richness of what's happening now. Here's a classic example. Think of a time when you were working toward a big goal. Maybe it was getting a promotion, completing a project, or even planning a vacation. You might have been so focused on reaching that goal that the journey itself became a blur. And when you finally achieved the goal, how long did that sense of accomplishment last before you were on to the next thing? This is what we call the happiness illusion. We often believe that achieving our goals will bring lasting happiness, but the reality is that the happiness we get from achieving a goal is often short-lived. We get used to our accomplishments quickly, and then we start looking for the next thing to chase. This can lead to a cycle of always striving for more, never fully enjoying what we have. So how do we break this cycle? How can we pursue our goals without losing touch with the present moment? The answer, as you might have guessed, lies in mindfulness. Let me share an analogy with you. Think about driving a car. Before you even start the engine, you need to know your destination, right? You might plug it into your GPS, set the route, and then start driving. Your goal is clear, and it gives you direction. It tells you where you're headed. But here's the key. Once you've set that destination, your focus needs to shift. You can't spend the entire drive staring at the GPS screen or daydreaming about the destination. Instead, you have to pay attention to the road in front of you, to the turns you need to make, and to the traffic around you. There might be roadblocks or detours along the way, things you didn't anticipate. Maybe there's construction, or maybe you miss a turn. In those moments, it's crucial to stay present, to navigate the road as it is right now, not as you wish it were. Your attention must remain on what you're doing in the here and now. Steering, braking, accelerating, because those are the actions that will actually get you to your destination. The driving analogy is a lot like how we approach goals. The destination or the goal gives us direction. It's important to know where we're headed, but once the goal is set, the journey becomes about what we do in the present moment. If we're too focused on the destination, we might miss a turn, overlook a detour, or even cause an accident. But if we stay mindful, paying attention to each step of the journey, we're more likely to reach our destination safely and with a sense of accomplishment. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about being fully engaged in what you're doing right now, rather than being lost in thoughts about the future. When we bring mindfulness to our goals, we start to see the process as just as important, if not more important, than the outcome. Let's say you have a goal to get fit. Instead of focusing solely on the end result, like losing a certain amount of weight, mindfulness invites you to pay attention to each step along the way. How does your body feel during a workout? What's it like to nourish your body with healthy foods? When you focus on the process rather than just the outcome, you're more likely to stay engaged and enjoy the journey. Plus, you're less likely to get discouraged if things don't go exactly as planned. Another key aspect of bringing mindfulness to your goals is recognizing the pitfalls of perfectionism and fear. When we're overly attached to our goals, we can become perfectionistic, setting standards so high that they're almost impossible to meet. And when we fall short, it can lead to feelings of failure and frustration. Mindfulness helps us to let go of that perfectionism by encouraging us to focus on the effort we're putting in now rather than the outcome. And then there's fear. Fear is often what drives our attachment to goals. We're afraid of what might happen if we don't achieve them, or we're afraid that we're not good enough. But fear is just a thought about the future. It's not reality. It's negative imagining. Mindfulness helps us to recognize those fearful thoughts for what they are and bring our attention back to the present moment where we have the power to act. So what does it look like to balance goals with mindfulness in daily life? It starts with setting your goals mindfully. Instead of just focusing on what you want to achieve, think about why you want to achieve it. What's your deeper motivation? How does this goal align with your values and what's truly important to you? Next, practice being present throughout the process of working toward your goals. Whether you're taking a small step or making a big step, a big leap, bringing your full attention to what you're doing, noticing the thoughts and emotions that arise, and practicing accepting them without judgment is what keeps you mindful. If you notice yourself getting caught up in thoughts about the future or worrying about the outcome, gently bring your focus back to the task at hand. And finally, remember to celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Mindfulness teaches us to appreciate each moment, each step along the way. By staying present and mindful, you'll find more joy in the journey and be less attached to the outcome. If you're interested in exploring this practice further, or if you'd like to work with me one-on-one, you can find more resources and information about my mindfulness coaching services at jeremywest.net. I am here to support you on your journey to balancing goals with mindfulness and living a more present, fulfilling life. Thank you for joining me today on It's Now Again. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and leave a review. Remember, the present moment is always here, waiting for you to return to it. Until next time, I'm Jeremy West, reminding you to stay present, enjoy the journey, and find balance, because it's now again.